Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BTMB Magazine. To purchase your copy, visit madcloud.com/browse/BTMB Magazine. Bosses that meet bosses is where your story lives.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
What's happening? What up, though? Let me get everything situated.
You good?
You good? What up? K100 Radio, what's good? Instagram, what's up? Facebook Live, what's happening? Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Listen. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. This is another round of our direct line interviews. Right here on K100 Radio, man. We got some people that we're going to chop it up with. Of course, you know, what we do here at K100 Radio for our direct line interviews, we have a conversation with some of our guests we bring on. Sometimes we bring on, most time we bring on artists. I won't lie to you. Most time we bring on artists and, you know, sometimes we have DJs, producers, and everything like that. But today we've got something, you know, somebody that we're familiar with that we're going to bring on with you guys. And, I actually really, really, really rock with these people. Like, they're some really cool people. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let you guys know that I've done business with these people, just full disclosure. And we often talk to people who are in the industry, but we don't often talk to people who own publications. All right? So basically, today we got the crew, some of the people that are involved with BTMB Magazine on the line. I want you guys to welcome them for me. We got a couple of them that we're going to be bringing on. I know that Angela is on the line. Angela Harris, what's going on, Angela? What's happening with you? What's good?
Hello, everybody. How's everybody enjoying their Tuesday?
Absolutely. Welcome, first of all. Let me make sure. I'm going to check the phone line real quick, and I'm going to see. This is Shy on the line, or maybe this Polo. 857-829. Hello? Hello, hello.
Yep, that's me, Shy.
Okay, and we got Shy Lewis on the line representing BTMB Magazine. What's up with you guys? What's happening with you guys? Thank you. I want to welcome both of you guys to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys introduce yourselves. And just kind of real quick, just tell everybody who you are and what your role is with BTMB Magazine. Angela, you go first.
Hello, everybody. As you all know, I love K100 Radio. And I love working with you all. I love the concept of the show. But today you're going to find out who I am, Hollywood Angel. And basically, I am the public relations and social media manager for BTMB Magazine and also one of the partners in the company that help run the company on a day-to-day basis.
All right. And Shy, go ahead, take it away.
Hey. It's Shy Lewis. I'm editor-in-chief of BTMB Magazine. This is our magazine. We love working with you guys and all of the promotion and just the love that you show from your side is just incredible. And just thank you for having us on this evening. We're really excited.
Well, me too. I am. Welcome these lovely ladies. And I know I'm trying to make sure. I think we got Polo coming online also. Is this Polo right here, 347? Polo?
Yes, sir.
And we got Polo the Fur King on the line. And we got all three. We got the trifecta here. All right. Everybody's here. The gang is all here. The BTMB gang. Polo, go ahead and take it away, bro. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody listening.
How y'all doing, everybody? This is Polo the Fur King. I'm the fashion editor of BTMB Magazine, and it's definitely a pleasure and an honor to be on this show. You know, we definitely, Angela definitely let us know what y'all been doing from your side and just keeping it 100 with the promotion and all the great things y'all been doing, you know, to support BTMB Magazine. So, I mean, we're here, man. Let's rock and roll. Let's get it.
All right. Let's go. K100 Radio. Again, K100Radio.com is where you listen to us live, and we appreciate it. If you're listening to us live right now, watching us on Instagram Live, or if it's Facebook Live, we really appreciate it. If you're watching this after the fact on YouTube, or if you're listening after the fact on SoundCloud, we also appreciate it. Just make sure that you follow and subscribe both of those accounts. If you listen to us on TuneIn Radio or iTunes Radio, again, live, we really appreciate it. The number is 347-934-0966. If you're not watching this on Facebook Live, you can't see that on the screen. But once again, the number is 347, area code 347-934-0966. You're welcome to call in and chop it up with me and the crew over at BTMB Magazine. All right? So let's go ahead and jump into it, shall we? Yeah. All right. So first things first, and I've got all of you guys' lines open, right? So everybody can – anybody who y'all feel want to address any questions – you guys kind of can go about it. I'll leave everybody's mic line open as long as the background noise is at a zero. All right. So how did BTMB Magazine start? How long have you guys been in business?
Take it away, Paul.
Take it away.
BTMB Magazine has been in business 4 years in March that just passed. And it started back about, again, like about 4 years ago from me just being in the hospital. I was in there with some asthma, and I was just going through it at that time. And I just felt like a magazine needed to be started. And at the time, our old graphic designer, I called him up and said, let's just start a magazine. You know, he was just so honored to work with me. It was just no problem. And we really just kind of got into it like that. And then as time went on, Michelle Lewis reached out to me and was like, yo, if you need any help with anything, just let me know. And me and her always laugh about this because I was like, well, I do need some help. Like, you know, well, can you write? And even though I couldn't see her, she made like that face, like, come on, you serious? Like, can I write? Like, that's what I'm reaching out to you for. Like, this is what I do for a living. So she got on that way, and then from there, Angela came on board. And Victoria came on board. So the magazine just been just growing and growing year by year. And finally, I got the team that I wanted, and BTMB Boss Demi Bosses made history.
Why the name? I'll let one of the ladies take this one. The name Bosses That Meet Bosses. That's what BTMB Magazine stands for. If this is the first time you've been introduced to BTMB Magazine, if you know about them, you know what it means. But BTMB Magazine, Bosses That Meet Bosses. Tell us what's up with that name. What was the concept when you said, okay, we're going to name this magazine Bosses That Meet Bosses? And maybe you can answer that for me, Shai.
Well, although I was not there upon its inception, just from getting to know Polo and from learning about his mission and his plight, you kind of and when you know for sure that you want to be a boss, you kind of can just identify with it. And one of the things that we really always try to aim to do is, because we feel that we're bosses, is to connect with other bosses and make sure that we're able to highlight those that are usually not put up front. So it was just kind of a vision that I believed in, and I kind of took it and ran with it. It means a boss meeting another boss.
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, of course, you know, we deal with urban music and hip hop, and there's always all these references to like mob movies and mob stuff. You know, in all the mob movies, you know, you never seen the little guys or the guys that wasn't bosses directly dealing with the people that, you know what I'm saying? Anything, nothing moved, nothing happened without the boss saying it first. So I totally get the concept. I understand it. So let's jump into some current issues and things that are going on with publications right now. All right. So, again, 347-934-0966. We're live right now with the members of BTMB Magazine, some of the crew with BTMB Magazine. I want to say everybody because I'm pretty sure the team is much bigger. But we're talking to some of the main people. We got Polo the Fur King, Angela Harris, and Shy Lewis on the line right now. And right now, print publications for the past couple of years, you know, they've been saying magazines, print magazines, or, you know, just newspapers. They're saying all that is slowly basically fading. You know what I'm saying? I guess, how do you guys feel about the actual fate of print magazine? I've heard a lot of people say digital is going to be just it. In a little while, maybe a couple of years, no one will be buying print magazines. It's all going to be on your phone. It's all going to be on MagCloud or however you distribute digitally. What do you guys have to say about that when it comes to actually printing out your publication? Because this is actual print publication as well as digital. What do you guys say about that when it comes to printing up magazines, and how does that affect your strategy?
Ange?
Well, basically, to answer that question, Blizzum, I don't think that print will ever go away because computers are not safe. I mean, in November, I lost everything, 6 years of work that was all digitized in my MacBook Pro, and it failed me. So when you can have something physical in hand and you actually can flip through those pages and feel the type and look at the color in the photos and, you know, actually have it and it becomes a part of you, I don't think people want to get rid of that physical, tangible copy. So I predict that publications being printed will never go away.
All right. Good
answer. Good answer. Good answer.
I totally agree, Miss Ange.
So I guess you're kind of like the people who, and we got to refer this to our specialty over here at K1's Radio, which is of course the music industry, and I know you guys are involved with it too. I guess you could say, you know, the last holdouts. Some people say CDs are dead, and other people say no, they want to actually have the album in their hand, so CDs will never die. Vinyl is actually making a comeback for nostalgia purposes, even though I don't know anybody who actually owns, if they're not a DJ, owns something that spins records in their home. If they're not a DJ, I don't know not one single person that has a record player in their house. But for some reason, vinyl is coming back. It's really, I know, have you in the past 10 years walked into someone's home and they're not in the music industry and they have a way to play a record, a vinyl record in their house?
No.
Anybody?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, I gotta look around over here at the vault. It might be something over here by me.
I get the answer and I understand, and I can surely appreciate your stance on it, and you're probably right. It just feels like kind of maybe not necessarily the same situation as vinyl, but more so if we have to equate it to anything, we're gonna say CDs, right? Where they're going right now, music industry, and some people say, man, stop printing up CDs, whatever, and people are still doing it, and people are still able to move units. I think you're right. I think there is a point to what Angela said, where we're still at a point where people still want to hold things in their hand and stuff like that, and we're not totally 100% a full digital world. People still like cash. People don't want to get rid of cash either for various reasons. You know what I'm saying? So we're still a race of people who like to touch stuff and see our money and see our products. So I understand that. I like to ask, shout out to Rena Keeps checking us out over on Instagram Live, DJ Obens, Miss Isha, Twink checking us out on Facebook Live. Welcome, everybody. We live right now, direct line interview with the crew of BTMB Magazine. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Want to jump back? I want to change lanes if we can. Just pause real quick and switch over to something more so the business side. And I'm going to let you guys talk more about the magazine and the plans and everything. Got to ask you this for any artists, because, you know, we deal with independent artists. Magazine placement, getting placed in your magazine, advertising, things like that. We do advertising here over at K1's Radio, as you guys well know. We've advertised both on each other's platforms. So, you know, I want to ask you guys, what does it take for independent artists to get put into your publication? Now, some people say the way magazines operate now, when they have people who can pay to get in slots or pay to get on their cover or whatever, that kind of downgrades the value of the magazine or the validity of it. You know what I'm saying? Just much like Payola has done with radio, with music. What do you guys have to say about that? Now, I guess maybe we could ask Polo, then Shide, and Angela. I'll let each one of you guys address it briefly. What do you feel about paid placements in magazines and publications when it comes to music artists for promotion. How do you feel about that? And Polo, you can go first.
That's funny. We just had a meeting about that, and it's so funny that you said pretty much what I'm about to say. As far as I feel, first of all, you should invest in yourself. That's just facts. As far as BTMB, you gotta have your credentials up to par if you want the cover. And the reason why we don't charge for the cover, because I feel as an artist, if you look at yourself, it's like, okay, you don't pay for the cover, but then you can have your side chick, you know, pay for the cover, and she ain't nobody, and she's on the cover just like the person who done broke his neck to be on the cover. So I feel it's a disrespect to yourself, and two, it's like, you should be able to earn a cover. When you get a front cover, you want to be able to be like, yo, I really got this front cover for my hard work. Especially if it's your first front cover ever, you don't want to pay for it, because that means anybody can just come with money and pay BTMB and be on the front cover. So me and Sha, we just came to a conclusion that that's something we're just never, ever going to do. You either got to have your credentials up, or you're just going to have to just work hard and get there. And eventually, you know, even if it ain't a BTMB cover, it might be another cover. But that's just my strategy on, you know, the front cover thing. As far as paying for the inside, oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with product placement. Ain't nothing wrong with paying to get on side, to pay for a slot, to pay for an ad. I mean, I'm not against that at all. But the front cover is a no-no.
All right. What do you think about it, Sha? I'll let you go next.
Well, as he said, I definitely do agree, but of course, with my sidekick, my sister there, Angela, who is, you know, so great when it comes to figuring out ways to, you know, make things relevant and make some income. It does make sense, like Polo said, to invest in yourself. And you asked the question from an artist point of view, and being an artist manager, I mean, you have to invest in yourself. You have to, you know, put the money behind promoting yourself and things like that. So, no, I think it's a great thing, you know, for an artist who's trying to get themselves out there to pay to have placement in a magazine. I mean, I don't think they should pay astronomical prices, and BTMB doesn't charge astronomical prices. But as far as the cover is concerned, as Polo said, I just totally believe myself that I want whomever we choose to put on the cover to have truly earned it and always remember us for being that one that recognized that at that time. That's how I feel about it.
All right, go ahead, Angela. Go ahead, Angela.
Okay. So, of course, you know, like Sha said, and thank you so much, Sha, that's my beautiful sister, and Polo is my mentor, if you guys didn't know that. And I want to thank them for giving me the opportunity to be successful. They're truly a godsend, and I let them know that all the time. Like, wow, I got another mom and dad, really. But with that being said, like Sha said, we're a business, and we do have people who reach out to us from all over the world, which is so amazing. I get to see the inside action, people reaching out to us from Kenya and Brazil and Russia, and people following us in places like California and Atlanta and New York. And it's amazing how many people want to be a part of Bosses That Need Bosses, and we thank all of our supporters each and every day. But, yeah, there is a fee, because you have to sit down with me or Shy or one of our contributing writers, and we have to take time out of our day. And we all know we can't get time back. And this is what we do for a living. So we do have to charge, but they're strict on the cover. I've had people offer us $1,000+. I want your BTMB cover. I'll give you $1,000+ for it, and we have to turn them down, you know. But it's all about marketing and promoting. The biggest companies in the world spend the most money on advertisement, and they make the most money. So the more money you spend on marketing and promoting, the more money you're going to make, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to shed light on the underdog as well as the well-known.
Absolutely.
All right. Good answer. We're live right now, K100Radio.com. If you're listening to us live on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, we appreciate it. SoundCloud and YouTube, make sure you hit follow and subscribe. All right, next question. Let's talk about the circulation of the magazine, of BTMB magazine. I'll let you guys, I'll let maybe Polo take this away. What is the actual circulation of the physical magazine? What are some of the numbers that we're dealing with when we're talking about Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine? Also, Angela says something interesting. I'm going to come and bring a point up about it. But answer that first question for me about the circulation for the mag.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've kind of lost count because we just, like Angela said, it's so many people that's just reaching in, so many views, so many people that we just had in the magazine. I mean, I can't put a number on, but we're definitely in the upper thousands, you know, facts. And we're definitely worldwide, you know, at this point, definitely all 50 states and about, we got at least 16 countries underneath our belt on top of that. So I couldn't really put a number on it, but I definitely know we have grown by light years. And, you know, we just want to, and like I said, with the help of your promotion and other people who's just, you know, tagging us and just, you know, adding us to their timeline and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, the numbers have just grown. So I couldn't really put a number on it, but we definitely have grown by light years.
Well, if I might interject, Miss Angela there, my smarty pants, will definitely have some numbers for a brother if you need them. Go ahead, Angela.
All right.
No, because he just did a research for us and upped our numbers. So go ahead, sis.
Thank you for that. Now, so Polo, just to let you guys know, he focuses on fashion, which hopefully he'll share that with you later. He has people who work for him, even though he doesn't call us like his employees. So it's my job and one of our other ambassadors, Ms. Victoria Reeves, also our creative director. We actually keep up with the numbers. And MagCloud is a really good system that was implemented in 2013 around March when the company first was incepted. And basically it tracks our most popular states, our most popular countries, how many people are downloading the magazine, how many people are viewing it. And also, you know, people view it on our pages. So when we add up those numbers, it's at least over 15,000 loyal supporters that we have. And we even just started, like, this little review segment. And recently, the last time that I looked, it had over 12,000 views on it. And it's only been running for, like, a month. And I know for a fact that we pick up new followers every single day because K100 runs our ad at least three times a day. We pick up followers from you all as well. So we really appreciate K100. For giving us that opportunity. So, yeah, like, you know, it's 15,000 plus by now, you know, and it keeps growing every single day. And hopefully our IG will start reflecting those numbers as well because we're looking for more followers. So make sure you guys follow us on on IG at BTMB Magazine.
All right. Good answer. And we gladly support you guys over here at K1's Radio. Funny that you should mention IG. While we're at it, let's talk about that for a second, all right? K1'sRadio.com, we're live right now with BTMB Magazine. We'll jump to another subject real quick after this. Man, 30 minutes flies by like it's already 20 minutes in. But anyway, I want to ask you guys this, and I'll let all three of you guys kind of answer it or tackle it really quick. The interjection right now with magazines, or not necessarily magazines, but blogs, social media, the way they all interject, the way they all together, like you can have a magazine who has a really big social media presence because they regurgitate articles that have already been put out. Like they don't have a lot of original write-ups, original blogs. It's kind of like the social media arm of a lot of reputable magazines. We're talking magazines that's been around for a while. We're talking XXL. Could be Complex. You know what I'm saying? Complex. They have a lot. Their actual digital arm. Well, they're not really a magazine, but just media entities in per se, where their social media is really, really, really powerful because they put out articles or op-eds and stuff like that about certain stuff, and it's not always original content. What do you think is the move with BTMB Magazine as far as just up in the ante with Facebook or social media and starting to regurgitate news and I guess hot topics or controversials, you know, social media topics and stuff like that and putting it out there and having it attached to the BTMB magazine. Like if you go to certain magazine pages, they have a million followers and a lot of the stuff on their feed and their timeline is actually news that came from CNN, TMZ, Shade Room, or the other popular blogs that they just regurgitate. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that as a publication? But I can tell you without a doubt, it totally helps the actual numbers of the entity. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, how do you guys feel about that? You know, being a magazine, and would you think it's a good strategy to boost your social media presence? Because it's working for a lot of magazines and blogs and other publications. People are not necessarily coming there to read about or click on the articles that they have with some indie artists, but they're talking about what happened on Love and Hip Hop, and that gets a million views, and then it kind of sort of brings in the ad revenue that would justify charging whatnot or what have you for ad placement inside their magazine. Polo, you can go first.
Of course, over here at BTMB, what we want to do is we might even be ahead of our time, and that's what I strive for. And it might take a little longer to get to them numbers of a double XL or a complex, like you said, but we're going to get to them numbers eventually, because all we do is original content. We really don't care what's going on TMZ and Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that. Now, if we happen to have an artist that's from Love and Hip Hop or something like that, and we do the, and you know, Sean does the article on them, then you'll know about a little bit about hip hop. But like Sha always says, she likes to know what's going on now. She don't, we're not a gossiping magazine. Like you said, say that for TMZ, say that for the dumb kind of people. That's not the magazine we are. We are a lifestyle magazine that caters to the powerful underdog, the unknown geniuses, it's 8 billion people in the world. We try to give everybody an opportunity to get on the magazine, get on the cover, and also show what they're about. So yeah, our numbers might take a little longer, and the money might come a little slower, but I'd rather that than, like you said, to be copying stuff off of, you know, what current affairs and what's going on. So say that for the other blogs and the other websites.
All right. Shy, what you think?
Well, I agree with you, Polo, so definitely well put. Because BTMB's strategy and mission and outlook is to, like Angela said, highlight the underdog. Those that are behind the scenes, because although that person in the front is definitely great doing whatever it is they're doing, acting, whether they're a chef, whatever it is they're doing, they're great. But the front can only look good because of the back. And one of the things we love to do is show those greats that are in the back. So that's the first thing. And then the other leg of it is that we are not a gossip magazine, but we definitely talk about the positive trending things, like Beyonce having her babies and saying happy birthday to Jamal Howard and things like that. So you know that we're in tune, but we're just not junkies for that. We're just not junkies. We're letting God give us real fans and followers.
All right, Angela, go ahead.
Amen, sis. Amen. I had to say hallelujah on that one. Yes, their concept is very different, and I think that's why we you know, a lot of startup magazines don't have Yo-Yo on the cover, or Bib from Bet Bib the Vote on the cover, or Tony Trump. You know, it's just bananas what we've done in the 4-year span that BTMB magazine has been alive. And I love Shy and Polo's concept. You know, when they brought me in, they told me, listen, we're going to do this thing, and we're going to get Bosses That Meet Bosses popular first, and then we're going to take it to a whole new level. So you guys are actually witnessing history, just like Oprah Winfrey. It's a real story. She had to do certain things to get where she's at. And it's certain hurdles that you're going to have to jump over, and it's certain trials and tribulations. And everything is not going to be a smooth rodeo, but the ending picture, as long as God's giving us breath in our body and we're getting up and walking upright and putting our best foot forward each day, we're going to get to where we're going. And it's because of supporters like you, everybody that's listening and sharing and all of that stuff. So, we do appreciate our supporters and our fans. And don't sleep on Bosses That Meet Bosses, because we're coming for the top, definitely.
Yes, we are.
Now, I know I didn't answer your question, Blizzum, but to answer your question, we have a lot of things in works, like websites and television shows and all types of things that's coming up. So eventually we will have, you know, those stories, and you'll be able to go to our platform and you know, download the magazine and stuff like that. But for now, we're using madcloud.com. So make sure you all go to www.madcloud.com. Follow us on Facebook at BTMB Magazine, IG at BTMB Magazine, and Twitter at BTMB Magazine, and retweet us and share and follow. Thank you.
All right. Guys, make sure you go do that. I can't believe 30 minutes is coming up that quick. We have another interview coming up on deck. I want to make sure, I think I see my next interview on the line. I'm pretty sure I recognize that number. I want to make sure this other number is not someone calling in to holler at you guys. Area code 812-552. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's me. Hello?
What's going on? From the K1's Radio. What's
hey,
happening?
It's
What's
your up? Boy. It's your boy, Reggie Rags. Reggie Jones. What's up, DMT? What's up, Magazine? What's up, fam?
What's up, Reggie?
Reggie, what's happening, Reggie? What's happening?
Oh, it's all good. I'm telling you, man. Hey, y'all got to let them know, and y'all did let them know, that y'all all going to be the number one magazine across America. I'm telling you.
Facts.
I love what
you're
doing.
Thank you so much.
I love what y'all doing, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring a lot of artists your way, and we're going to fill that book, that magazine up on the regular, like it's still doing.
All right, now.
That's what's up.
Thank you so much.
All right. Shout out to Reggie for calling.
My brother Detroit said what's up, too.
Hi,
Detroit.
I love y'all.
All right.
Reggie, shout out to Detroit for calling and checking in. It's already time for our next interview, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. Again, make sure you go check out BTMB Magazine. Go to madcloud.com, put in BTMB Magazine. Follow them on social media. If you can't remember all that, make sure you follow them on social media so you can keep up with them. I'm pretty sure links to their website and everything is in there. A link in the bio, literally, at BTMB Magazine on Instagram and Twitter. All right, if you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, you should be able to connect with them also as well, BTMB Magazine. Just search that up. Bosses that meet bosses. All right, before we go, any closing words from any other crew over at K1's Radio? Shout out to my homie Jay Prez checking in, watching over here on Instagram Live. What's up? We got C. Renee coming up next, a really dope female R&B artist. Has really great music. She's on deck. But before we go, got any parting words from you guys? Polo, I'll let you go first, then Shy, and then Angela, real briefly. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for K100. God is good. God over everything. God is great, man. And we just want to just appreciate everybody who's listening and really believes in the publication of what we're doing. Peace from Polo the Fur King.
Absolutely. Shy?
Hey, I just want to really say thank you to you, K100 Radio, for always supporting. We're always there for you as well. We definitely have to keep working together. And just want to thank the public, our fans, our followers, those who continue to stick by us through the ups and the downs and the big ups. I just want to say thank you and just continue to follow God and follow BTMB Magazine.
Beautiful.
All right. Go ahead, Angela. Go ahead, home team.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in with us. We appreciate all of you for just sharing with us and for loving us, for being us, and just continue to support us, and I'll see you guys at the top.
I called the home team, you know. A50 is in the building. Yeah.
True that.
We got C. Renee coming up next. We're going to pause for the cause. While we transition to the next interview coming up, if you guys are here for C. Renee, just pump your brakes real quick. She's on deck. But for a quick second or two, we'll take a little snippet of this. Nolo Stacks featuring Young Dolph. This is K100 Radio. We're live right now. Make sure you tune in and rock with us, man. Check out BTMB Magazine. Follow them at BTMB Magazine. You don't know the correlation while we playing Nolo Stacks? Worry about it. You'll find out. K100 Radio. C. Renee up next.
Money, money, money. Blocking. Yeah. Whatever you think your money to get, make a bad come under the shed. So we make the feel for the shed.
Really, mate?
Yeah.
Many, mate.
Why you be faking, got money to get? 20s and 50s, I run through this shit. Sometimes these niggas ain't built for the shit. But all of my guys, we live for the shit. Came from the mud, straight from the sticks. Came from the plug, fresh off the bridge. Now you chicken finesse my pills. So why you go and tell the streets that I got it. I got it. So won't you go and tell the streets that I got it.
got the juice. Straight for the time, like, did it all on juice, nigga. Streets on fire, like pigeon cool. Keep a bride to pull bitches too. I ain't tripping, girl, unless I hit it too. Goddamn. Working hard, I'm a businessman. Goddamn. You can get it, just catch your hand. This straight go from Afghanistan. The bitch when we're looking Pakistan. Why you over here asking questions, man? I ain't told that. Ask your man, goddamn. They hating on you, but they wish well. Out looking for designer retail. Can't go out if it ain't detailed. Niggas hating, trying to plot on my mail. Talk with mine, leave me feel with shells. Finessing the money flexing. Three hoes and they go together. Grind hard in any weather. I test if I see it drizzly, though. Always gonna get a little on flash. Nigga, fuck a zenzy, show cash. My bitch, you hit you. I'ma do it if you owe me, nigga. Why you be faking? Got money to get. 20s and 50s, I run through this shit. Stop telling these niggas they live for this shit. But all of my guys, we live for this shit. That's the money.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
And we're back. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Mr. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Instagram Live, what up? Facebook Live, what's happening, family? All right, let's jump into it. You dig? Yeah. 347-934-0966. We're back for our second interview of the day. All right, on K100 Radio. This is our direct line interview series. I appreciate everybody for rocking with us. Thank everybody for who just tuned into our last interview, which was with at BTMB Magazine. If you are watching this after the fact on YouTube, or if you listen to it on SoundCloud.com, you can go up, scroll down, or however, and find that interview that came before that. But whatever you do, make sure you hit subscribe and hit follow. We appreciate everybody rocking with us live right now. If you're listening to us on the TuneIn Radio app, on our mobile app, or iTunes Radio, or if you're listening to us at K100Radio.com, we really appreciate you. All right. So, we're back. All right. This is our second interview of our direct line interview segment today. We've got C. Renee in the building. C. Renee, what up?
Hey, Tampa, Florida in the building.
Tampa in the building.
Tampa in the building.
Let me tell y'all something, man. When it comes to artists, you know, with K100 Radio, y'all know how we are. When it comes down to the music and when it comes down to the artists, you know, we kind of hard on them. Shout out to everybody checking us out right now, Instagram Live and our Facebook Live crew checking us out right here live. We appreciate that. Shout out to Angela Harris and Twink and everybody over there rocking with us. Listen, you know, we're tough on independent artists, all right? You know, when it comes down to Illa Kill or our music segments and everything and our music reviews, we keep it 100 with the how we feel about music. We pull no punches, you know what I'm saying? So we have, of course, you know, we have a segment called Illa Kill where we play the music live on the air. And this young lady, she before she even sent music into K100 Radio, she was kind of checking it out, looking at it, you know, being active, giving feedback and everything. So, you know, when people do that and they say they're artists, you kind of watch them like, okay, yeah, yeah, I'm seeing, yeah, you know, you okay, let's cool it. What do you got, though? Let me see what you got. Of course, she said, all right, I'm ready to do this. Sent in a song. Song killed it. It was a really great song. So great, in fact, that I actually put it on our spin-worthy music blast, which is something that I don't really do often. And she had really great music. And I'm just going to, one more time, just introduce her properly. C. Renee is a really great R&B artist, has really great music. As far as me personally, about my opinion of music, she has one really great, great, great song. And not saying that she doesn't have anything else. We'll listen to two songs today. But she has one song called Love After, and we're going to play that. That really just caught me, and I was like, man, this is really great. And this is an independent artist. This is definitely spin-worthy. This is definitely something that could go major and be played, you know, on the highest level of platforms, quality and everything. So, see, Renee, I guess my first question to you is, as an independent artist, you know, tell me what it's like doing R&B in 2017. Like, R&B is to me, slowly kind of fading away from being what R&B really is meant to be. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Your music is a breath
right.
of share. And we're going to listen to your music in a minute, and so people can understand why I was kind of really, really, really big on it. You know what I'm saying? It got all ills on K100 Radio's Illa Kill. That's
yes,
rare.
It did.
If anybody, the number of songs that get all ills on K100 Radio, and I've been doing this for 5 years, I can count maybe on four hands. It may have been 20 records out of 5 years of doing Illa Kill that got all ills, not one person killed it. Everybody was like rocking with it like that. So it's a really rare occasion because we got some critical ass people over on Illa Kill, even C. Renee herself. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
being an R&B artist in 2017, what's your motivation for making soul music? Because it seems like, you know, everybody does this because they want to, you know, at some point get to a higher level and, you know, provide for their kids or something like that. Well, some people do it for the love, but what makes you want to do real soul music? Because real soul music seems to be like the last thing you want to get into if we're talking about money, because it's not really moving anything right now. How do you feel about that as an R&B artist?
Well, as an R&B artist, first of all, good evening. Thank you so much. You know, I revere K100 Radio. I really, really do, because, I mean, you guys are blood raw, you're honest, and it's pretty much a no-frills station. You keep your word, you do what you say you're going to do, and what you see is what you get. And I have an appreciation for that. So thank you so, so much for the platform. As far as R&B music goes, there is a part of me that does it for the love, because that's what I know. I mean, I can do all types of music, but when it comes down to my music, what I want to represent me, I want it to be me. I want it to represent me. And I feel like I am soul, I am R&B, I am gospel. That's my roots. And so, when it's my music, I can't fake my roots. You know what I mean? They are what they are. And so now the industry doesn't always smile upon it. But, you know, and it's harder. And I do think it's harder to push R&B. But there's the one thing I can honestly say, I don't believe it'll ever, ever go away, because there's always somebody that want to hear R&B. R&B is relatable. Everybody can relate to R&B. No matter, after the club, you can't be hard all your life. After the club, after you done all the drugs you're going to do, you done got drunk and woke up, and, you know, after you done hit all the chicks you're going to hit, then you grow up.
Well, yeah, some of us.
You know.
Yeah, some of us.
Right, you know, but that's where the window is. You gotta have something that sound good. You know, everything ain't gonna be loud and wild and crazy. You know,
right. And I understand. And R&B is supposed to be the genre of love for us. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I guess we're living in a world where, you know, love. Let's be frank. R&B was the love / making love music, and it was the sexual music, you know. But rap came in and said, "Listen, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got a wife, and we're gonna do what we want to do anyway." You feel me? And
right.
Then a lot of the women bought into that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And let's just be honest with you. A lot of these hoes is winning. So then at that top, mm-hmm. literally, when I say hoes, I mean it literally in the word of hoes are winning. You know what I'm saying? And so the I guess you could say that R&B lost, to me, R&B lost its power because of, I know people are going to jump down my throat. Before y'all do that, let me finish my statement, ladies. And I'm not blaming it on ladies, okay? I'm just saying, with the onset of the attitude that I feel, because R&B was about a lot. There was a lot of begging going on in early R&B. It was a lot of "baby, I love you," "baby, I need you," "baby, I want," you know what I'm saying, blah blah blah. And as women became more independent and took on the role of, you know what, I don't need you niggas. I don't need you anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm independent. I can do everything by myself. And the more that attitude set in to where women felt like we don't need a man, no matter what, I can do it without you. It felt like that actual underlying power that R&B had of love of, you know, the man, you know, wanting to be with the woman and do it, or even lying to be with the woman so he can actually get in her pants, which is what a lot of R&B was. You know what I'm saying? It's like now women are like, you know what? I don't have to be ashamed about, I can go out and have sex with who I want to, type of attitude, and it doesn't make me a hoe. Yes, it does, but we're not gonna talk about that today. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what I'll say it makes it, I mean, and y'all don't want to hear this, but it makes both parties hoes. I mean, both of y'all hoes.
Well, we've been hoes.
When it comes down, this is true.
This is true. It was okay for men to be hoes for a long time, like for the majority of human existence, until the onset of literally the digital age and not even old America. We're talking about modern. We're talking about the last 30 or 40 years with the women's lib movement in America. Till we got to a point where women actually. It's been a worldwide global attitude of women. If you can do it, we can too. type situation. Men have had concubines since the beginning of time. Okay, we've been hoes. We've been had multiple wives. This is
now,
the way
now you're
have,
right. And, but I will say this. Yes.
Right.
You have had concubines and multiple women, but there's always that one that bet not nobody mess with.
True.
That's
yeah.
R&B.
Got bae. We always got bae, like Twink said on Facebook Live. We always had bae. But I think
yeah,
that's
R and B.
Yeah, right. So I think that is R and B still is R and B does R do you feel like R and B still has that kind of power, that stronghold with the attitude of both of the sexes right now? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because one of the most popular songs R and B songs of the past 2 years was a song literally saying hoes ain't loyal, and then you had women saying, you know what, I love that record. You know what I'm saying? How do you deal with that? And when you go into the studio, and say, I'm going to make a real love song. I'm going to make a love after. I'm going to make a soul. I'm going to make soul music. You know what I'm saying? Where's your inspiration coming from? Is it coming from life or what?
My inspiration comes from life. It's all a part of life. I just choose not to deal with the part of life that talks about how loyal folks is or ain't, or you know how many times cats want to beat it up or whatever. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't know anybody that has not been in love. Period. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone that has not been infatuated with somebody, whether it be puppy love, for real love. I mean, people still get married every day. So, you know, there's love, and, you know, as long as people get married, as long as, you know, people are, you know, yeah, it's not a lot of dating and courting going on, but, you know, for when the time comes to date, the last thing you want to hear is, what's the boy, Chris Brown talk about whatever he going to talk about, or Trey Songz talk about whatever he going to talk about, or whatever the next rapper is, you know, the Migos, you know, Mumby, you ain't gonna understand what they saying anyway, so you definitely don't want to hear what they talking about. So you want somebody that's gonna sing to you, or sing to that person. You want somebody that's gonna say what you really want to say. R&B is known for saying that stuff that, you know, dudes think that maybe it just ain't, you know, they're a little too manly to say it, so they'll get Tyrese to say it. You know what I mean? Or they'll get Luther to say it, you know, or they'll get, you know, and the women, you know, they feel married and they feel, you know, they feel love will never go anywhere. But as long as there are people, there will always be love. And as long as there is love, there will be R&B.
Absolutely. And even artists, like, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, you'll get the guys. That's what's crazy about R&B right now. And listen. I don't want to harp on this. We're going to go to another subject because I got something else I want to ask you. It's just the fact that not even just the male, some of the top female, quote unquote, R&B artists. You know what I'm saying? One of the hottest female artists of the past 2 years was Jeannie Aiko. And one of her famous lines is eat the booty like groceries. It's like the couth is gone with female R&B too. You feel me? Like it's like there is no boundaries. Like even with female R&B artists, they're letting promiscuous, and they're letting, you know, the attitude of we can do the same thing that the guys can do pour out into the music as well. Some of the top, you know, Kalani, you know, her music is full of it. You know what I'm saying? Great artist, you know, but I mean, her music is also full of that. Just I'm gonna do whatever I want to do type of attitude, and you know, the hell with this quote unquote me having to be a woman, put me in the box situation, and it's just empowering. Like, you have females who make empowering music like Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time can make love. I just think that the balance is off kilter with R&B. But hopefully artists like yourself, a new generation of artists, can come back and, you know, bring it back full circle. So, you know, that's why I root for the success of artists like yourself. You know, it's really important that we support people who are making love music and soul music. And it's important for us at K100 Radio to play it. Let's move on.
Okay.
K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. K100Radio.com, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. We're live right now with the homegirl, C. Renee, representing Tampa in the building, and also representing soul music, of course.
Yes,
we're getting ready to play her joint Love After. You guys are going to love it. If you never heard her Love After, make sure you just stick around so you can listen to that record. It's a really great record, and we're getting ready to play it. Let's talk about the grind of being an independent artist and where we're at with music 2017. What is We talked about, you know, just the struggles of being R&B, and just creating the music of R&B. That's the first part. Also, the struggles of getting out there as an independent artist. You know, how are you planning to not only overcome the hurdle of making people want to listen to love music, but distributing it? What's your plan as an independent artist to get yourself out there and put this music that you're making in front of people?
Persistence. And not only that, but, you know, I've been out for a while, and I have a lot of friends that just happen to be DJs. And the good thing about that is I have a lot of friends that happen to be DJs. And I don't mean, you know, I didn't run up on these DJs at midnight and be like, yo, play my joint. I ain't hand them like a silver CD with my name on it and say, you know, I ain't even buy them a drink at midnight. Like, I know these cats. I know them. I know their idiosyncrasies. I know their kids. You know, if they got girls, if they had a really, I know them. So they know what to expect from me. I have a rapport, a true rapport with them. So they know when I bring them something, it's going to be something that's worth, at least, if nothing else, is worth taking a listen to, because they know that I'm genuine. They know the person that I am. And so that is one of the things that I use to try to get the music out there. I mean, even you, you know, I met, you know, when I first met you, I met you at the Gainesville Music Conference. And then after that, we chopped it up. We started talking about the Buccaneers, and we started talking about music. Then I started listening to K100 Radio. Then I started doing the Illa Kill, and then I submitted something to Illa Kill. So, I mean, it's a process. In this microwave industry, people forget the process. And it's not overnight, and you do have to get to know people. And you got to treat it just like you treat life. Like, you know, you don't want a total stranger, you know, coming up to you, you know, handing you your kids, handing you their kids and say, here, hold my baby. Hey, can you hold my baby for me? You know, and you know, and that's how I feel. I feel like my music is my baby, and if I don't think you're the right DJ to play it, then you know, maybe you don't need it. Maybe you know somebody else. You know, but the thing is, if I get to know you, at least you will say, you know, see Renee, this ain't for me, but I know a cat in, you know, to the studio, or you know, my homeboy in New York, or my homeboy in California. Right. He has a great thing for this, and you know, his platform will fit this song perfectly, so I'm gonna shoot it over there. So you know, that relationship thing goes a long way, and I preach it all the time. You gotta know people. You can't be scared. You gotta network, and you gotta know people, and you gotta be for real, because people, that stuff it'll come out. You know what's done, that genuine stuff, if you not genuine, it will come out.
Absolutely. Great answer. And I was going to ask you about just the fact of, you know, do you really, does an artist like you really, the relationship that you really feel like you have to have with DJs? Because let's just be real. Unless they're doing a late night special, you know, R&B mix or soul, or they're actually on a station that actually focuses, you know, on R&B, like how many DJs really are have an opportunity to break R&B music like that? You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, when you say you reached out to certain DJs and certain people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, but like how many DJs really have a platform where they really can play it? And so I understood what you were saying. Like maybe they can't play it, but they can forward it to somebody else. But, you know, I just don't know a lot of DJs who really have the platform to really break R&B. You know what I'm saying? It still seems like radio is still the only place to truly break R&B, because you can't even – people don't slow drag in the club no more. People don't dance in the club no more. So you definitely can't break R&B in the club unless it's the kind of R&B that Chris Brown and, you know, all these other artists are making that has a little bounce to it. And it's talking about something, you know what I'm saying, that people in the club that's drunk and probably other kind of drugs can relate to. So I was just kind of
that's
curious.
That's true. And it's kind of sad. And I just don't, you know, that is sad. It's sad, you know, and I hate that because, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I remember house parties, you know what I mean? And I remember... You know, so R&B was a big part of, I mean, shoot, in the 90s, R&B, which is my favorite era. The 90s is my favorite era, because that was when R&B was at its prime. And people still, you know, slow danced in the club. And you know, but after that, people start, you know, maybe not slow dancing in the club, maybe just want to, you know, take a home and do whatever and then talk about it in the morning, you know.
Right.
So I hate that it happened that way, but I think the only way that R&B is going to, you know, come up again is if, number one, more people start doing it. Number two, people can't be afraid of it because you gotta. It is what it is. And then you have to make those relationships because, yes, this DJ may not play it, but he may know somebody that does. Maybe he got an R&B mixtape he's trying to push. You know, maybe his homeboy is on, you know, and these old school and R&B stations are popping up. So maybe he knows right. somebody that has that format. Maybe he'll shoot that over, you know. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it, and you got to be all in. And that's pretty much where I am.
Shout out to everybody checking us out live on Instagram Live. Was at Rock Life. I see Shouty B was going on. A couple people checking us out over here on Instagram Live. I appreciate that. Shout out to my Facebook crew checking us out. Jazzy, what's going on? I still see Miss Isha around here. Shout out to Miss Isha over there. See, she got a win over there at the Diamond Awards, a win over at the SEA Awards. Grind.
Yes, she did. I was at the SEA Awards this weekend, and yes, she did. Yeah, they got two. Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that I also won one.
Right. Oh, which one you won, a Diamond Award or an SEA Award?
I won an SEA Award from Slept On Artist of the Year. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe it because it's rightfully so. Shout out to Carolina George also. He just posted up an article that he did on you, actually, down in the Facebook Live feed. Y'all guys, make sure you check that out. Big ups to him with MillieUp.com. And matter of fact, speaking on being slept on, let's go ahead and jump into this song that everybody's sleeping on with you right now. All right? K100 Radio, we're live right now. I'm your host, Blizzom. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Instagram Live, Facebook Live, what up? If you're listening to us now live on TuneIn Radio, iTunes Radio, our mobile app, K100Radio.com, we really appreciate it. If you're watching this after the fact on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, please hit follow. And C. Renee says she just won an SEA Award for Slept On Artist of the Year. Big ups to her on that. And we want to tell you that you guys are really sleeping on the song that we're about to play by her called Love After. It's been in rotation on K1's radio. We got all ills on our Illa Kill segment, which, again, you cannot imagine how rare that is. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. If you don't know about Illa Kill, if you don't know what we do over here at K100 Radio and where we do our music review, if you've never checked that out, just trust me. You'll understand. All ills is a big deal. All right. She's got a song called Love After. I'm going to let her go ahead and introduce it. And we got another song also called Change that we're going to play. I actually haven't heard that one, but I'm eager to. But we're going to introduce the record that I'm familiar with right now called Love After. Introduce this record for us, C. Renee. And anybody that's checking us out right now on Instagram, YouTube, or listening live, they can get acclimated with what you got going on musically.
Okay, this song is called Love After. It is the single off my album, Love's Inspiration. You can check it out on my website, www.c-rena.com, YouTube. It's also up there, too, at CRENA813.
K100 Radio. We're live right now. This is C. Renee, Love After.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Night for you, the loneliness has got you, and now you're feeling blue, wondering what if and why is this your life. You look back on what you just went through and cry. Shake it off, girl. Shake it off, girl. You're grieving, that's a sign, but take care of your heart, cause when he's gone, that much is true, but don't worry, got somebody out there for you.
Brother, I know you.
One day you're gonna wake up. It'll be a new day. Cause when you're gone, she's gone. Yeah, that much is true. But I know that you got some real living to do.
I dare one of y'all to tell me that shit wasn't jamming. I double dog dare you. God damn it. I'm your host, Lizzo. Welcome everybody to the show. Let me get Instagram back online over here real quick. Instagram always, they'll be ending in an hour. So I'm going to pull those guys back up. That was C. Renee joint. That was Love After. Again, that song right there got all ills on Illa Kill, which, again, I cannot stress to you enough how fucking hard that is to do when you're an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? That does not happen. That happens maybe 3 or 4 times a year on K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? And when it got all ills on Illa Kill, and I just heard it, the quality of the music, you know, R&B, it's really hard to get good quality. Just we're talking about mix and mastering quality from independent artists because they all want to talk a flash money on their Instagram but be too broke to get a decent mix. So just the quality of the mix and, you know, just the vocals, everything, the background, everything about it was superb. And I'm like, yo, this record could easily be on, you know, XM, FM or whatever. But we definitely make sure we put it in rotation over here on K100 Radio. So just I appreciate you for making a great song, you know, and really and getting in the mud and grinding it out as an independent artist. See, Renee, for that song.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, really, really, really great record. Man, 30 minutes goes by so fast. We already, you know, well, you started a little bit late with you anyway. I want to jump into the next song. Yeah, we started a little bit late. I want to jump into the next song, which is, let me see. The song called Change. Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Let me see. I had that a minute. What did I do with that? I had it already loaded up. Okay, Change. All right, tell me about this song called Change.
So Change is also a song off my album Love's Inspirations. Now, the album is a real love album. So, you know, love ain't always the greatest thing in the world. Like, we want to believe it is, but sometimes you don't even like the person you're in love with. So sometimes, you know, we love each other to the point where we can't be without each other. And sometimes you love each other and you realize that you outgrowing the other person, and it's probably best that y'all, you know, don't be together. And so that's Change.
All right. I'm trying to see what's going on because it's having a problem playing. I'm trying to rename it real quick. I'm see if that helps out. It's having an issue playing Change real quick. So I want to make sure. I'm going to try this one more time because I definitely want to hear it, even though we've been jamming out to Love After. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, I want to make sure and see if this works with me renaming the file and see if it lets me actually load it up because for some reason the system is kicking it back out. Let me try it again. Something's going on with the file with Change. I don't know what it is.
You want me to? I can resend it to you right now.
Let me resend. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's the bit depth or something, but for some reason the system is not allowing me to play Change. It's automatically rejecting it. That doesn't happen often, so I'm wondering if it's maybe resend it to me real quick because, you know, we got a minute, and we, like I said, we started about 5 minutes late with you. So if you can, just resend it to me because I actually want to hear that record. If not, I'll fucking play making love after again. I play that shit all. Shit is on my own personal shit.
No, you know I'm resending change to you right now.
Okay, I think we got a call on the line too. Let me check real quick. Hold on, for a second. Eric, while you're doing that, area code 678-908. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
This is Erica G.
Who is this?
This is Erica G.
Erica, what's
going
on?
Hey, Erica.
What's happening?
Hey. Not much. Good listening to y'all.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, Erica. Thank you for calling in to K1's Radio. You had something you wanted to say to see Renee? Did you hear that last song that we played?
Well, I can see Renee, and I really liked it. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. Erica G, I actually know her. She is also, I do vocal coaching, and she's somebody that I actually vocal coach. And she is a great young artist herself, and she's growing. And she's just a joy to coach because she's very malleable. She listens, and she sings. So that's great for me right there.
Right. Well, big ups to her. I'm going to try to play it from this other side over here real quick, just in case we can't get that, if you send it to me in time. But I want
to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try it again, but I got a backup plan over here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it could be the bit depth. Sometimes if it wasn't bounced down in the right bit depth, the broadcast system has a hard time playing it. But just in case, hold on. I got a backup plan over here, too. Just
I
in case.
I like backup.
Yeah, just in case it don't play on the broadcast system, we can still listen to it. You know what I'm saying? But I want to download it one more time and see if we can get this over here. All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to talk to dial into the show. We're live right now with C. Renee. And I really appreciate her. You know, tell me this, C. Renee.
Okay.
It's because you're a songwriter, too. What do you feel lyrically? How important do you feel lyrics are when it comes down to R&B? Because right now, you know, we've talked about just the marketing of R&B, you know what I'm saying? Selling sex and, you know, selling stuff like that and love is an option. But the actual writing of R&B is so not R&B anymore. Like, it's so sounding like hip-hop. What do you think as a songwriter, because I know you write your own music, what do you think as a songwriter about that?
I think I don't have a real issue with it. My favorite era was the 90s, and that's when R&B and hip hop kind of got married. And so that's when you started hearing a lot of hip hop over R&B tracks and vice versa, you know, R&B songs over hip hop tracks. And that's really all me. I'm really, really, 50% R&B, 50% hip-hop. So I don't really have an issue with it. I think that the track, though, dictates what it wants on it. So, you know, you can only do what the track lets you do. And you can always tell, because if you try to force it, it just don't come out right. It sounds weird or forced. Once you get a good track, it'll tell you, this is what I want to be written on me. And you just got to follow suit. If you don't, then you're going to come out with a mess. So,
see, that's the thing about it. Like, when we're talking about you said, you know, do what the track, you know, listen to the track, and you got to do what the track tells you to do. But again, a lot of the R&B now is like people are singing over rap tracks, and I think that's sort of kind of the problem with R&B right now. The choice of production has a lot to do with the mood of the record. You know what I'm saying? I think that's also an issue.
I agree. I agree 100% because I agree. Just I think I had a conversation with a friend of mine where we talked about certain artists that just have a knack for picking, you know, the perfect tracks, and it just happened to be like we were talking about Bun B, and how I feel like everything Bun B, it pretty much is just crazy, like good, because I just feel like he has this knack for picking the most insane track, but they're perfect for him. You know, he doesn't try to fit himself into something. He don't try to push the issue. He does what's necessary, and he knows what type of track he's going to kill, and that's what he does. And I love that.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's how I feel. I think that's one of the most slept on things about Tupac's score. When we're talking about, you know, what made him great was, have you ever just listened to the beats that he decides to rap on?
Yep.
And somehow still makes you fucking love that record. You know what I'm saying?
And,
like,
and he knows what he can do. He knows what he can do on tracks. He knows, and he listens to the tracks. He knows, all right, I can probably hit, I'm going to hit this. I know exactly how I'm going to attack it. I know how I'm going to hit this. It's going to be, this is going to be jamming. And he knows if he listens to that one, no, that ain't got the right pockets for me. I ain't going to be able to deliver 100% on that. So and he doesn't, so I agree with you. I agree with you with that.
All right. We can't.
So
pull
I just
it up
resent, I just resent, change,
yeah,
just
did.
Now,
I sent it
again, but it's from you were saying something about I think the one I sent you earlier was a really large file. So the one I just sent was actually the ones that we used to do the album with. And so I just sent that. So hopefully that works. I'm really sorry. I didn't know it was going to be an issue.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay.
So,
all right. So
yeah, it's a lot smaller. It's not as big as the other one.
All right. That might've been the issue right there real quick. So let's try and pull that up. And we should be good to go. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one will work. Yeah, it's just it's broadcast and stuff like that are really weird like that. Serato's, everything. I'm pretty sure this will pull right up. I had a backup though. I was dropping on iTunes. It didn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was that was still tripping. But don't worry about it. We got you anyway over here, K1.
iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music. I also have my own Pandora station. And I'm available on Spotify, Tidal, you know, everywhere. So streaming, you know, and on my website, crenae.com. So.
All right. Let's listen to Change over here. Don't worry about it. We got you over here. K100 Radio.
Right.
We're going to check one way or another. We're going to hear this song. This is Change by CRenae.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
And you ask me why?
'Cause every day is just the same with you.
Why?
'Cause I can see my future without you.
Why?
'Cause I look up from here and I see light.
Why?
'Cause it's too dark with you, that's why.
And you ain't gonna change. Just walking through life with no appetite.
If I loved you, why would I be moving
on without you?
You lost your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. You lost your drive, so I need this separation.
And you ask me why?
'Cause I've got dreams and things I wanna see.
Why?
'Cause you don't wanna see these things with me.
Why?
'Cause dreams in your world no longer exist. 'Cause you and I no longer clean.
And you ain't gon' change. Just walking through life with no appetite. And it's just a shame. You still living the same. And you ain't never gon' change. So I gotta free myself, see myself in the sunshine, no rain. You still stuck in this lane. And you ain't never gon' change.
It's good for your soul. You oughta try again.
Can't stay this way forever. You gotta try something better.
But you and I gotta end. Maybe we'll cross paths again.
But I got places to go,
so I gotta roll.
Why? 'Cause
you can't seem to cut me in this place.
Why?
'Cause when I come
K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I'm so glad I had a backup plan for that. I'm so glad that I had a backup plan in place to make sure that we got a chance to hear that C. Renee change. I never heard that one. I like that one too. I'm digging that one. C. Renee, you don't disappoint.
Yes, sir.
You don't.
Thank you, sir.
You don't disappoint. You feel me? I don't know what was going on with that file, but you know. Make sure you kind of check on that and see about, you know, when you bounce it down, whatever. For some reason, I don't know if it's a file extension issue. That happens.
Well,
but,
it was
know,
just too big. We had two separate ones. We had the ones that we got from when we got it all mixed and mastered. And then we had the ones that we had to, you know, crunch down for, you know, sending and stuff. And I just sent the one that was too big. So we good.
All right. So I do my own due diligence and just convert it myself. Just so we got, make sure I got it. Make sure I got what I want, you know what I'm saying, which is a new C. Renee record that I'm actually going to play over here on K100 Radio. Really dope record, man. You know, C. Renee is a great artist, man. If you didn't hear Love After, I'll end the show, I'll end this segment off with it, so just hang around. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Instagram Live. Big Ishi on K100 Radio Instagram right now. I see my homie Seth Wines is checking in. Shout out to Tiffany Hamlin. Who else is over here? Demi Nova, George Hamlin, what's going on? Laquita, what's happening?
Shout out to Demi Nova. Thank you so much, Demi Nova and Laquita. Demi Nova is an amazing artist, too. You got to get her. She's from Atlanta, but she lives in Tampa, so she belongs to us. So don't be trying to cuff her.
Okay. How about them Bucks, though, by the way? We're going to be fine this year.
I know it.
Even though old boy, he was a no, he's doing his thing. I think he got a good deep threat, you know what I'm saying, with that pickup, you know what I'm saying, with Deshaun and everything. So it's going to be good. Hopefully we come through in this division. Sorry if I'm my Atlanta people, but Florida born and raised over here. You know how that is, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the female football fans.
Shout out, lady.
Shout out to the female football fans. All right, shout out JC Walker is also checking in over there. Shout out to JC Walker checking in. All right, we got to get ready to get up out of here. We went a little bit over. We went a lot over, but we started a little bit late, so I extended that courtesy to the homegirl. Again, C. Renee, tell them where they can find the music, man, because I'm sure people want to know how they can support this good music. Go ahead.
If you want to download it, you can print. It's on all, you know, it's everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, wherever you can download music, it's there. If you want to stream it, you can go to Pandora, Spotify, Tidal, it's there. If you want a hard copy, you can hit me up. PayPal is PayPal.me/CRENA Music, and it's $13.99, and that includes shipping, so I can get it to you. Inbox me, you know, I'm at CRENA813. You can catch me on all social media. Shout out to my city, Tampa. I love you, Tampa. It's nothing like having your backyard hold you down, I swear. Shout out to Demi Nova. Shout out to everybody in my city, Benton Records, my team, my homeboy in Houston, LaDerek Stills, that's my writing partner. Whenever we write hits, he's just amazing. And my producers, I gotta shout out my producer, Grown Man Music, and my personal Superman, Marcus Vance, who's an amazing musician and singer, and you know, my whole Benton Records team, H and J Rock Jones, when you see J Rock Jones, you're gonna be like, whoa. So, you know, we in Tampa good over here, you know what I mean? We got a lot going on. I'm so proud to be from in the middle of the Gunshine State. I don't know what to do. I don't want to be from nowhere else. So God put me right where I needed to be. And shout out again to K100 Radio and all the people. Twink, I'm sorry, Twink. I'm a Buccaneer over here. I can't help you with that. You know,
ain't nobody studying Twink.
Yeah, not really. I love you, but I ain't studying you on that. But J.C. Walker, what's happening?
The cowboy,
Ed,
bro.
What's good? Yeah, the cowboy. Oh yeah. Did you hear they said Tony Robo was a legend?
Listen, we don't got it. We don't even have to address cowboy fans over here. This not what we.
Legendary.
All right. Thank you. We don't address cowboy fans over here. We don't talk.
Okay.
To them.
Okay.
We gonna ride out one more time just because I fucking like this record and I'm the boss. Okay. K100 Radio. We out. Renee. Love After. That's how we ending it today. All right. Make sure you, hey, if you missed all of this, make sure you go back. Follow us on SoundCloud. All right. Subscribe to our YouTube page, and you can watch it on YouTube. And please just support K100 Radio and support C Renee. Support the independent radio. Support the independent grind, man. All right. We love all y'all. Love After. We out.
Night for you, the loneliness has got you, and now you're feeling blue, wondering what if and why is this your life. You look back on what you just went through and cry. Shake it off, girl. Shake it off, girl. You're grieving, that's a start, but take care of your heart, cause when he's gone, that much is true, but don't worry, got somebody out there for you, babe. One day
thank you. I can tell you make it happen. I see you walking around like your feet don't hurt. Shout it just cold like the heat don't work. She independent, she be balling on the budget. Riding in the fly, it's all a real, real love it. Money making mission, she just steady chasing buckets. Shout it, she ain't playing, she just balling, never nugget. Team 5 fly, Lord, oh my. Can't help to still hear, time you all by. Got time for a night, I can see it in your eyes. What I gotta do for a piece of pie? Tell me you feeling alright. Tryna get with you tonight. I'm with all the shit that you like. I'm with all the shit that you like. Tell me where you wanna go. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you. Baby, just be comfortable. Tell me what you wanna do. I ain't work too much about shouting no, cause I know that she be working. In a spell time, shouting just counting dough. We all know she's important. Let me know if you gon' ride for a fella. Me and you together, super fly like propeller. I let her hold her bag and I told her about whatever. Get it while it's good, cause I'm letting last forever. Deep by fly, Lord, oh my. Can't help to still here, time you all by. Got time for a night, boy, see it in your eyes. What I gotta do for a piece of pie? Tell me you feeling alright. I'm trying to get with you tonight. I'm with the shit that you like.
Let's go.
I'm with the shit that you like. Tell me where you wanna go. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. Real, you know you're dealing with a real one. That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one.
I ain't gotta say it, how the pretty, pretty want it. When I get a chance, I'ma f*** you like I own it. Feel good coming from a real, real, don't it? When we in the bed, had to tell her jump up on it. Bring me out wet, falling right down your spine. I ain't trying to front, I just want it from behind. Hope you don't mind for the time, girl, you mind. Tell me one more time, one more time.
Tell me where you wanna go.
Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
I like it.
When days turn to night, that's when you show your other side with all those freaky sounds. Freaky sounds. You bring out the
animal.
Like you're in danger, and this is the last time that I can see. on. When days turn to night, that's when you show your other side. With all those dreams you come, you bring out the animal. Now you're feeling like a dove, give me love. I'm a boss, I'm a boss, I'm the leader of the pack. Boomerang, boomerang, baby, gonna throw it back. Do your thing, girl, you don't know how to act. Now I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'ma eat that pussy.
I ain't gonna lie, but baby, you get pretty wild. Take it on,
take it on,
take it on.
When you take it on,
when they turn to night, that's when you.
Defines in every way what love